Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What they're doing right now in these conventions they just finished up, they're just saying, hey, will you let me lead you? It's up for us to decide what we're going to do. And we've got to look at the values. What is our values? We're value voters. And by the way, you can see it on your screen right now. You need to go to VFNTV.com/vote. And it helps you find out what the values of these candidates are and what they stand for with regards to abortion and other things. That's always going to be available to you. It's VFNTV.com/vote. You can see it on your screen. Well, we're not supporting any particular candidate here, but we're saying find out, educate yourself on all of them and pray about what you're going to do. But now there's actually a great division between the two platforms of the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention, and you can see the contrast, so it helps you make a decision. It's almost like right now, God is taking us to the top of Mount Carmel, and he's saying, okay, here it is. You choose who you're going to serve. Mm-hmm. If Baal and Moloch and abortion is God, you choose this. If God is God, then you choose this. And it's the God that answers by fire. America is about to see intense fire upon it. And the thing about it is like, hey, it only consumed the false prophets, the ones that were lying, saying they were hearing from God. They weren't hearing from God. It didn't consume, you know, God's people. God was, the whole point of that was God wanting all of his people to be saved. But all those in leadership that were leading God's people astray in the kingdom of Israel got removed.
Yeah.
Because there was a plan happening in the background called Jehu about to rise up and Elisha. But let's take a look now at the contrast between the two parties. The two conventions. These are platforms. And you think about a platform. A platform is what you stand on. And it's very important. People say it doesn't make much difference. It makes a huge difference because they're saying this is what we believe in. Like 4 years ago at the Democratic National Convention, they booed God. They openly said they didn't want God in their platform, but they just pushed it through anyway. And they didn't want to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital. Yeah. They were just angry. We showed you all that. This is 4 years later. Now they're saying, we just want to do away with everything, including life. And the Republican National Convention, they're saying, we actually honor life and we honor Jerusalem. And we think even the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanctions against Israel is anti-Semitic, which is a very powerful statement. And so let's go look now at the contrast between the two. Let's take a look.
It's a tale of two paths for America's future, two political platforms.
It really kind of gives a roadmap for the party's principles.
On nearly every issue, there's a distinction between the Democrat and Republican parties.
We produce by far the most progressive platform in the history of the Democratic Party.
On abortion, Democrats turned their backs on 40 years of policy. They call for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, a law signed by President Carter that prohibits the use of federal tax dollars for abortion. It's a move that alienates one in three Democrats, according to Democrats for Life. Michael Ware, a former faith advisor to President Obama, calls the move disappointing and misguided.
I think the decision the party has to make is whether we're going to continue to be an open tent, welcoming to people who disagree on such a core moral issue as the sanctity of life, or whether we're going to become a more strident, closed off, frankly, less inclusive party.
On other social issues, the differences in the platforms are vast.
There's things in that platform that have never been written in there in the history of the party.
Republicans call traditional marriage the foundation for a free society and acknowledge traditional families as ideal for raising healthy kids who are less likely to get in trouble. The Democratic platform calls for expanding rights for LGBT Americans. On the environment, Democrats call for a carbon tax. Republicans oppose it.
One of the things that we thought was really amazing, even though we're here as Hillary Clinton delegates, how proud we were that you could hear and see Bernie's voice in that platform to be the most progressive platform in our lifetime that the Democratic Party has ever passed.
Bernie backers represent a growing gap between Democrats and Republicans on Israel. Even though the platforms include similar language, both parties oppose efforts to delegitimize Israel through the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Republicans take it further, calling the BDS movement anti-Semitic and call for legislation to stop actions that limit commercial relations with Israel. During the drafting of the Democrats' platform, debate about Israel caused so much passion, police had to wade into the audience as activists shouted down delegates. Bernie Sanders backed a measure to end the occupation of Palestinians. Liberal activists also called for the rebuilding of the Gaza Strip.
It is apparently the most progressive platform we've ever had.
Keyes, a Bernie supporter, says this is only the beginning. They're leaving Philly to focus on electing the most liberal candidates they can to every office, from dog catcher to president. In this election, more than ever, Americans have a clear choice between two very different visions. It's also a time when Christians have a chance to make a major impact.
If there's an anxiety in our culture, it should be the Christian voice that is not echoing the despair, but offering a voice of possibility and love and a future in Christ and a security in Christ.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
It's so much better when you can understand the clear choices. And that in America, everybody, it's a government by the people and for the people, and everybody votes their value system, whatever that is. And it's good that it's becoming that clear, because just everything's coming up. The question is, where do you stand? Yeah. God's bringing us to a point of decision. He says, let your yeses mean yes and your noes mean no. And the thing about it is, you know, we're going to talk about it in the next part of our program after this break, about how a prophecy was given by Francis Chan 6 years ago that we're seeing come to pass. It's just not going to be popular to stand for God. It really never was, but the fact is a lot of people convince themselves they were standing for God. But the second you stand for God, even the very people who profess to be standing with God, they say things like, oh, don't do that at the workplace. We don't talk about Jesus here. You need to keep that in the church. And it's like, Pastor. Right? Or, you know, the whole thing is like, you know, we're supposed to be Christians 24/7. Yeah. And so it's not going to be that popular, but it will be powerful. God has always called us to separate ourselves from the world. And that's what church means. It means ecclesia, which is a Greek word, which means called out from. And so we're going to have to be called out from that. And we still can stand. I mean, that's what we're doing. We've been doing here at VFN TV and the VFN Dream Center, you know, vinefellowshipnetwork.org. We've been preparing. We're going to talk about that after this break. But it's encouraging that God prepares a way for where his people can go, because God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And this is the moment. Begin to pray. Pray that you and those that you know and those in your family will actually vote God's values, whatever those are. And with whatever particular, from dog catcher up to the president, who is that, whoever that's going to be. It makes a difference, all of them. And you're looking at high energy now of people who have values that are different than God, that are saying, we're going to do the work. We're going to get out there and hit the streets. We're going to make the phone calls. We're going to speak and get educated on what we believe. And 80% of the church, according to Barna, right around there, don't even pick up their Bibles at all. 80, 81%. When you think about that.
How are we going to know what God expects?
How are we going to know?
Yeah.
And we've been preparing so many different ways, and you can go to VFNTV.com to find out more about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.